This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Those proposing a new tax on gun manufacturers and ammunition purchases have kicked off their campaign. CPR's Bennett Berkland has more on Initiative KK.
Money raised from the tax would help support crime victims. It would also fund mental health care for veterans and at-risk youth. Democratic House Majority Leader Monica Duran spearheaded the proposal through the state legislature.
I am a gun owner myself, and for me, paying 6.5% excise tax, I know that it's going to the greater good.
But opponents, including gun rights groups, say the tax would infringe on Second Amendment rights. They also say since most gun owners are law-abiding, it's not fair to single them out to pay for services for crime victims. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Two organizations that work to prevent suicide among veterans are getting federal money. The Healing Warriors Program offers alternative medicine and other care for veterans on the Eastern Plains. Valleywide Health Systems supports veterans in the Arkansas and San Luis Valleys. The group will share almost $650,000 in new federal grant funding. Greyhound's long-distance bus service from Denver's Union Station will end next summer. RTD says it won't renew its contract with the company, citing safety and security issues. Greyhound passenger Ramesh Bhattachan says the RTD station wasn't designed for riders like him that have long layovers.
It doesn't have a proper restroom, and then for snacks, for drinks, in my opinion, this is not a proper rest stop.
Bhattachan says the amenities in Union Station's Great Hall are too expensive. It's going to be mostly sunny this morning across most of Colorado, then turning cloudy with a chance for rain along the Front Range and in the west and in the mountains. In Vail and Aspen, highs today only in the 60s. Around Denver, it's highs in the 80s this afternoon and about the same tomorrow. It's 6 minutes after 6, and this is CPR News.